A ministry wonders if Haiti's riots and elections could be rigged. The slow justice for believers highlights the reality of religious freedom in India. And the wonder of radio makes a world of difference for the gospel in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sunday's election could be the most important for Haiti in decades. However, quake devastation and the cholera epidemic have Haitians angry and disillusioned. A wave of violence hit Capetian last week, paralyzing the city. For Haiti with Love is headquartered there. There are growing calls to hold off the polls, but no move to postpone them. There's a question of whether or not they'll be credible. Eva DeHart says,
it's down to a level where they'll even do the riots for money. Even if they don't care one way or the other about the election, if somebody gives them some money and said, go out and have a major objection to this candidate, they'll do it for the money.
Despite the chaos, their headquarters were left untouched. She attributes it to the years spent in service in the name of Christ.
We've been there for 40 years. They know that we are there to serve them and that we love them and that we don't make money on them.
Next, the wheels of justice turn slowly in India. Eight Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India partners there face a trial on trumped-up charges December 14th. The six-month delay is meant to intimidate. Dave Straver says what it reveals is that
the strategy is to encourage Christian workers to stop witnessing, to stop their work. So we're asking people to pray that God will give courage and perseverance to all of the thousands of workers in India who are working in the face of this opposition.
Straver says Hindu leaders believe they're losing their economic and political control of India. As a result, their resistance will become more volatile.
They're warning the followers of their political parties, saying if the church continues to grow like it is now, Hinduism will become a minority religion within our lifetimes. So we have to put a stop to this now.
That means there's an openness to the gospel in a fast-growing church. Resources are the only thing holding them back. We'll connect you through our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Imagine being in an overcrowded Zambian prison where one cell meant for 15 is packed with 100 prisoners. Infectious diseases spread quickly and meals are scarce. In the midst of the situation, there's hope. Crossroad Bible Institute just launched their new distribution center, CBI Zambia. Their prisoners are given Bible studies that impact their lives for Christ. The center is CBI's 11th distribution center worldwide. Read the complete story at our website. Meanwhile, E3 partners just returned from a trip to the Middle East. E3's Tom Doyle led the team, where they helped train young Iranian pastors despite threats against the church. From there, the team traveled to Haifa, Israel, where they helped a local church with outreach in Tel Aviv. Doyle says many in the Middle East are turning to Christ. He says the way they're doing so is amazing.
We found that Muslim background believers, many of them, in our informal surveys, maybe even as much as half of them, had a dream or a vision before they came to Christ.
E3 is now using the phenomenon in outreach to Muslims.
We'll ask people as we're talking, we'll say, hey, we're Christians, we know you're Muslims, but there's this phenomenon happening about Muslims having dreams about Jesus. Do you know anybody? And we have met some people that have said, I did have a dream about Jesus, but I didn't know what it meant. And then we go into the gospel.
And most of us don't think about the advantages of having a radio. In Africa, radios are a lifeline and a way to spread the gospel throughout villages. HCJB Global has partnered with Moody Radio to collect radios to be distributed throughout the country. Listeners have pledged over 7,000 radios in the HCJB Global campaign, and that number continues to grow. You can add to this number by donating $35 a radio to share the good news of Christ. We have more at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.